Livelihoods. The county government of Turkana has officially taken over the management of the integrated livelihood project at Nisinyano in Lokochogio sub-county. This follows the completion of the three-year implementation period by African Inland Church Health Ministries, AICHM, funded by the government of Germany through Johanneter International Assistance, GIA. Project lead Sami Ikeni explained that the initiative aims to enhance water provision, develop agricultural production potential, empower young girls and women, and build resilience among people vulnerable to climate change, malnutrition, and wash-related challenges. Ikeni said the transformation achieved in less than 3 years, shifting the area from pure pastoralism to agro-pastoralism through the installation of boreholes, water pan, an irrigation scheme, reverse osmosis water treatment infrastructure, and market-based systems for various value chains such as sorghum, millet, and watermelon. Girls to be among beneficiaries of the livelihood project in Lokochogio. During a project cycle closure meeting, AIC Area Bishop Reverend David Nakane announced the project's conclusion and noted that the handover to the county aims to ensure sustainability under the capable leadership of the government and project beneficiaries. County Executive Committee Member for Water Services Patrick Losaik-Lokaimoe praised the project implementers for the transformative initiative, emphasizing the catalytic role of water supply in enabling agriculture, livestock production, nutrition, health, and wash. Lokaimoe confirmed that inspections and interactions with local beneficiaries revealed the project's immense impact on livelihoods and potential for future development. Director of Agriculture Aaron Nanok announced plans to further build the locals' capacity on market pricing models for various markets and stated that additional training would be provided to ensure proper management of farms and water infrastructure supporting irrigation processes. Sub-County Administrator Ob Etchip assured the project implementers that the county government would use its administrative structure to ensure that local beneficiaries form relevant management committees for the proper management of valuable assets. Etchip also called upon locals to avoid engaging in vandalism, noting that administrative officers would be vigilant in preventing any actions that could reverse the gains already achieved.